This will be the fourth session in a row that Democratic Senator John Erpenbach has proposed a bill to regulate traveling sales crews in Wisconsin. The whole push dates back to a fatal 1999 crash in Janesville involving seven traveling magazine salesmen. Erpenbach says these companies largely escape any kind of oversight right now, which gives bad actors a chance to mistreat their employees and sometimes put them in dangerous conditions.
They typically tend to be fly-by-night companies who just kind of roll into town late at night. They're there for a couple of days, and before they, you know, anyone knows what's going on, they're gone already.
Right now, these companies can put workers, mostly college-age kids, on their payroll as independent contractors. Erpenbach's plan would basically force companies to make workers full-fledged employees.
The employees would have to be paid on a regular basis. You can only go door-to-door during certain hours. You have to notify the state when you're in the state and where you are and how long you plan on being there. And you also have to be able to post a bond in case something does happen.
Erpenbach's plan passed the Senate overwhelmingly last year, but it was held up in an assembly committee. He says it could have a better chance of passing this year, with one of the key lawmakers who blocked it now out of office, and Democrats now in control of the full legislature. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.